Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our geography class lesson, which will be on weather cycle. Now, remember, the weather has been around for billions of years, even before we were born. It just gets recycled over and over and over again. Now, most of the water is in the ocean, since the ocean covers nearly 71% of the Earth's surface, and most of the Earth water, roughly 97%, is salt water, which is found in the oceans. Now, and only 3% is fresh water, which is found in huge masses of ice near the North and South Pole. If you can remember your map very well, the North and the South Poles is where we find the 3% of the water. Now, there are types of water on Earth, which are the oceans, ice, rivers, and lakes below the Earth's surface. And now, what is the water cycle? Sometimes the water cycle is also called a hydrological cycle, which is the water naturally recycled through the water cycle. Now, the water cycle is the continuous process by which water moves through the living and non-living parts of the environment. The sun, remember, the sun is always the source of energy that drives the water cycle. In the water cycle, water moves from bodies of water, land, and living organisms on Earth's surface to the atmosphere and back to the Earth's surface. In order to provide an explanation of a water cycle, you must divide the main stages that you must include when you're explaining the water cycle. Number one, it's evaporation. Number two, condensation. Number three, precipitation. And number four, it's a water collection, or it's a storage, the way water will be stored. Now, for evaporation, it's the process. Evaporation is the process by which molecules at the surface of a liquid absorbs enough energy to change the gaseous state. Now, when temperature from the sun, or when the sun is the energy force that powers the water cycle, it heats the ocean, the lakes, the rivers, the plants, and animals, even as humans, and causes water to change from liquid to the gaseous state, which is called the gas. Water then evaporates from the ocean, lakes, soils, puddles, and even from our skin, as I said before. Now, plants. Eventually, the water is given off through leaves as water vapor in a process called transpiration. The oceans contribute to about 80 to 90% of the water vapor in the atmosphere. Now, as we said that the Earth's surface is 97% covered by the ocean water. So now, the oceans contribute to about 80 to 90% of the water vapor in the atmosphere, since the ocean is the biggest one and it's the one with a lot of water. So more water will be coming from the ocean into the atmosphere. During evaporation, the impurities, like for example the salts, are left behind. Like when evaporation occurs, let's say you took a bowl with water and stirred it with salt and you left it in the sun. You find that water evaporated and you find like whitish crystals left on the surface of the bowl. Now that is salt. Now this is important because the 97% of the water on Earth is salt water, which is the ocean, remember. And only 3% is fresh water, which is now found in rivers, streams, lakes, ponds, and in the ground. Evaporation is just when water is being evaporated or is being taken away into the atmosphere. That's In simple terms, it's evaporation. Now let's move on to condensation. Condensation, if you can remember in the physical science class, we talked about condensation, which is like the formation is a changing state of from liquid to gas. Yeah. So condensation is just the formation of clouds. Now let's look at this name. Condensation is water molecules. The water molecules find their way into the atmosphere, which is carried these water molecules are carried by upwards by the air. And higher up, water tends to become much colder. Remember that when you are here on the surface on Earth here walking, it's much hotter compared to at the top of the mountain. The higher you go, the colder it gets. Now, higher up, water tends to become much colder. Cold air holds less water vapor than warm air. And some of the water vapor cools and condenses into liquid water. Condensed droplets of water jumps together around tiny dust particles in the air, forming clouds. Now, there are dusts around the particles. When positive and negative, they attract them. So let's say you have one dust, one molecule with dust on, and the other one. Now these dusts on those molecules will attach to each other. So they will be attached together, forming clouds. Once they attach together, more of them will come, and then they form a cloud, a big cloud. Now, condensation is the opposite of evaporation, I told you. Now, small water droplets are formed in the atmosphere. Collections of water droplets form clouds in the sky or fog at ground level. And fog is usually found in Namibia here. You can usually find them on the coast, maybe Walvis Bay, Lodrides, Swakopmund, and so on. The places at the coast is where you usually find more fog. Like, yeah. Let's say, for example, you went for camping. Now, and then, before you went to camping, last night you have placed your bottle of food, drinks, your beers, your whatever in the fridge to cool, to be so cold, like, yeah, it's summer, it's hot, né? You need something cold. And then you go for camping. And then you have placed your things there. You know it's hot. Now it's trying to warm up. Now the moisture is forming around on the bottle or on your container or on your glass. That's now the condensation taking place. You can see condensation, okay? As they say, you can see condensation on drinks in the summertime or leaves in the morning. You know, early in the morning, in a Shivambo, they call it omume. So, you know, if let's say the other farm or just here in Windo, and then you walk early in the morning, you wake up, and then you walk on some grasses, you find that there's some water, and you know very well that there was no rain last night. Now you wonder, where did this water come from? You just wonder, where did this water come from? So it's a condensation thing that took place. It's omume, as I said, that took place during the night. So when you wake up, you feel like, yeah, it's wet, but there was no rain. That's what happens. And then Therefore, condensation happens when water changes from gas or water vapor or stream to liquid to water droplets, forming the clouds in the sky. Now, clouds contain millions of tiny droplets of water. So, you and I, we do form clouds in the sky. When we are hit by the sun, it's so hot, we evaporate or we release some water as water vapor. When you're sweating and all that, maybe you're running and you're sweating, or watch your walk and you start sweating, that water vapor will be raised up to form clouds. So you and I, or you and your friends, we both contribute to the formation of clouds. We contribute to the water cycle. Okay. Moving on to precipitation. Precipitation, the water keeps condensing to form clouds, but when there is too much accumulation or collection of water in these clouds, the clouds become heavy. When the clouds, they are accumulating now, then they become like huge one. It will become heavy and it will start melting. This means the air can no longer hold this much amount of water, and the water starts to fall back to the earth in the form of rain. Now when it's hot, when it's heavy, it will start falling. When the water is too heavy and the air can't hold it, the sky can't hold it anymore, it will start falling, or it will start melting. Now when you start falling, it's now when you call it rain or hail or snow, any kind of water formation it is. And if the atmosphere is cold enough, the form of precipitation changes from rain to snow and sleet. And we don't really experience a snow here in Namibia. Like, it just happened in 1 year. Was it in 2015, 2014? There, it happened in Namibia, but we really, really experience snow. But in countries like in the North Pole and South Pole, they in Asia, that side, or Europe, they mostly experience snow. Now, the water that falls to earth as rain, snow, hail or sleet is called precipitation. Be it rain, be it snow, be it hail, be it sleet, it's just called a precipitation. It's a kind of precipitation. It's just a falling down of water from the sky. So as water falls from the sky, you can say it's raining, you can say it's hailing, you can say it's sledding, you can say it's snowing. And most precipitation falls directly into the ocean. Remember that the ocean is the one covering 7% of the air. So most of them will fall into the ocean. Precipitation. Now they say, no, I want to drink water from, I want to drink rainwater.
No, it's not healthy. You are very wrong. Precipitation water is the healthiest and fresh water. It's a source of fresh water on and below the Earth's surface. It's the freshest water you could ever get. Precipitation water is a fresh one. Fresh, fresh. Because it's just falling from the sky. It didn't run on the beds of the river, on the beds of the lake, way or on the canal, or it's straight from the earth, and you just have to collect it and drink and cook with it and do all that you can do. Okay, now we move on to, now we continue with the precipitation. The water cycle renews the usable supply of fresh water on Earth. Precipitation, tiny water droplets bounce around in a cloud. As they hit each other, they stick together and become larger. The clouds get heavy and eventually water falls back to the Earth. It can occur in the form of rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow, or hail. Most precipitation falls back into the ocean or onto land. If precipitation falls in the form of snow, it can accumulate in the form of ice caps or glaciers. GLACIERS, glaciers. Now, most of the condensed water in clouds does not actually fall as precipitation. Now we move on to the storage, where it's a collection of water. Which collection of water or storage is the last stage in the water cycle? The last stage, rain or melted snow flows back into the water bodies like seas, rivers, lakes, and glaciers, and even your body when you're going to now drink the water, okay, and plants now. But the water source bodies are the sea, the sea, the ocean, the rivers, the lakes, and the glaciers. Rainwater is also soaked up by the soil. Rainwater is also soaked up by the soil through the process called infiltration. When water is filtered or is infiltrated into the soil, it's called infiltration. Water is soaked up, the soil is soaking up, is taking in the water. And some of the water also runs off the surface or seeps into the ground, which may later be seen as groundwater. The water will also run off the surface, like in the river they are running, and they can also seep in the ground, which may later be seen as groundwater. Now remember, groundwater is also very clean. Eventually, since it's also clean, since they are filtered, the water is filtered by the soil. Now, some of the water, okay, eventually the water reaches the oceans, which are the largest water bodies and the biggest source of water vapor. Do you know? That the rivers, some of the rivers are running towards the ocean. The Kavango River is also, if I'm not mistaken, also running towards the ocean in the Orange River also. It's also running into the Swakop River, into the Swakop Ocean, into the Swakop Sea. It's running towards there.
Thank you guys for listening, for taking time. Then I hope you will understand all this, and if you don't understand, please make time and ask me. Thank you.